Welcome to the Rough Ride Ready Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle. Today's message, the rhythm of purpose. Today's scripture, Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns, and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Spiritual rhythms are created from our regular pattern of connecting with God. Take a moment to think about our current spiritual rhythms. You see, the scriptures teach us that God created all things good for His purpose. The universe and human beings were made to be in rhythm with their Creator, celebrating His goodness, power, and glory. Yet because of sin and rebellion of human beings, the rhythm of the world is now out of sync with its Maker. You see, creation groans, containing both the echoes of an original harmony, amid current brokenness and fertility. But the role of rhythm may be what is in the doctrine of creation. It takes studying. Particularly noteworthy is the call and response that's between God and His creation. God said, "Let there be," and there was. And God saw it was good. But what is less clear is what's different. This makes for how we conceptualize the doctrine itself. You see, rhythm is part of creation. It is almost as though a conversation between God and creation is being set up from the rhythm of heaven in the beginning. Some critics agree that Genesis 1 was written by someone with a spiritual belief, since it shares many of the forms and concerns of Israelite priesthood. Well, tradition credits Moses as the author of Genesis, as well as the books of Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and most of Deuteronomy. But modern scholars, especially from the 19th century on, see them as being written hundreds of years after Moses is supposed to have lived in the 6th and 5th centuries BC. Authorship of the books of the Bible is always a tricky one. Yes, it is. But it is therefore unsurprising that creation is depicted through the lens of the repetition of rituals and the call and response of God's believers and unbelievers. You see, life is a journey that we travel together in this rhythm. The rhythm of heaven. We can discover a new path for living. We can help one another for finding ways to make a sense of a tough life from the issues that we have. We need to discover insights from God's Word in the Bible and connect with others so that our rhythm makes sense. Of those who are experiencing challenges that come with life's journeys. It's about the rhythm, y'all. The life that we live has to have rhythm, the rhythm of heaven. Our life's rhythms occur roughly on a 24-hour cycle of physical, mental, emotional, and behavioral changes made every day. Follow me now, y'all. Examples include the cycle of daylight and darkness through the year and within 24-hour days, and temporal order of seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, and perhaps our heartbeat and other body pulses. All of this comes to form our daily routines. Life rhythms come to form a routine that have a sense of familiarity with the motion of our days that can help us achieve peace and accomplish more as we move throughout life. We all have an individual pattern based on our lifestyles, faith, culture, likes, dislikes, health, education, emotions, monetary possessions, appeal, appealings of our appreciations, gratitude, thankfulness, and more. Rhythm is extremely important in everything we do. Rhythm is necessary for understanding events in time, for connecting in conversations, and for managing to have unity with one another. There are 7 spiritual rhythms that help us with trouble and terror, or with life-giving peacefulness and purpose. They help to aid in nurturing, and assisting in sustaining lasting emotional health. Now, this is mostly an opinion, but I believe it's going to help somebody. The rhythm is a signal, and it affects every aspect of our lives. For example, it governs when we wake up and when we sleep, to be active, whether to be quick to react, or even slow to respond. And it determines how much energy we have, or what we don't have. It plays a role in our communicating. It influences how we socialize and how we feel every day. These rhythms are complicated, or are not complicated. It depends on us. It is rest. It is balance. It restores. It rebuilds. It creates. It connects. It renews. And I'll break those down a little bit more. You see, everyday acts like refraining from social media can be rest. Exercise can be restore. Sharing a much-needed conversation can connect. Or rediscovering an old talent can create. And it can help us break an apprehensive circle of the world around us. This means it renews. And when it brings balance to otherwise a hectic life, this is how we can live. Then we can get help to develop spiritual and mental management that creates balance needed to allow God to bring us to righteousness and fear that turns into freedom instead. If we consider these seven rhythms, we may be able to understand how life can make more sense. Starting with the first two, rest and restore. To put, these are input rhythms. This means that they allow the peace of Jesus that passes all understanding to fill us. That's rest and restore. Both of these are so important to our mental set of mind. The last two rhythms, connect and create, are output rhythms, which mean that they are rhythms to pull us out of our own heads and help us engage with the world around us. It is input of crisis peace that allows us peace of mind. And when we abide in that input or and output flow, we don't struggle so much with personal anxiety and fear. Let's not forget the other three: balance, rebuild, and renew. Those take place in the middle because they are some elements of this whole thing that take management. In fact, we are able to open the doors to the relationship of healing and wholeness to God with those three. Now, we do want to put a little note right here. This is meant, or I should say, not meant to replace professional help for those who need it. That said, this can be used in conjunction, what I'm telling you today, with therapy to bring renewal and peace of mind to a person who really, really needs it. We want people to be wise about the word of God and receiving a message. You may still need professional help, and it's okay. Moving on. For us to live like Jesus, we must examine the regular practices and flow of our lives. Rather than jumping right in to an exaltation about the things we need to be doing and the heart behind certain spiritual activities we're engaged in, we definitely want to keep in mind that the rhythm of heaven is most important. Furthermore, in doing so, we need to find freedom in our surrender to God's purpose in our lives as our King. We will do this by looking to God willingly to be able to be spiritually disciplined and to have the grace of God to shape our lives. God has given His people certain practices to help transform and grow us in friendship and love with Him. At this point, God calls us to learn the rhythm of gospel life and mission to flow together with Him, and the rhythms of work and rest should occur daily, weekly, and seasonally in our lives for our good and the others. Balance, renew. I can't think of all of them right now, but it's okay. But everything is for the glory of God. Let's pray. Father, because You know our hearts, it is important that we are not just in sync with the rhythm of heaven, but it's important to the rhythm of the relationship being aligned with You. We thank You, Father, that we may dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of Your wings of the Almighty. Yes. In You we will pray. In You we will trust. In You we will have confidence. In You we will live. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to the Rough Ride Ready podcast. The next episode may be loaded with a word for you. May all of God's best be with you and yours.